We're always told that we need vitamins and minerals in our diets, but I've been wondering what they really are, what happens to them when they get inside our bodies, if we can store them, and what happens if we don't get enough of them.
It would be lovely if we could get by just eating what tastes good, without worrying about nutritional content. And why can't we? To feed my curiosity, I spoke to Professor John Beattie, head of the University of Aberdeen's Micronutrients Group.
Vitamins and trace minerals are more than just the spice of life. Most of them are essential for human life, but are only needed in small amounts. They all have very different jobs to do, but are essentially helping the cells in your body to read your DNA correctly, allow proteins like enzymes to work properly, and reduce the damage to your body caused by stress.
Vitamins and minerals are important for some pretty fundamental functions in your body. Alas, man cannot live on bacon alone. But what actually are these nutrients that we can't live without?
Minerals are mostly metal elements like zinc and iron, whereas vitamins are molecules made up of carbon, oxygen, hydrogen, and sometimes nitrogen.
These four elements are the most abundant in the human body. But because we don't have the right biochemical machinery to make vitamins from scratch, we need to get them from our diet. But is it possible to stockpile nutrients, or do we need a constant supply?
Some, like vitamins A and B12, can be stored in the body, usually in the liver. But others, such as zinc, must be constantly supplied in your food.
The reason that some nutrients can be stored and others can't is down to their solubility. Fat-soluble nutrients like vitamin A can be stored, whereas water-soluble ones like vitamin C are too readily excreted to keep hold of. What happens if your supply runs out or your intake isn't enough? Scurvy-ridden pirates and Victorian children with rickets spring to mind.
Severe deficiencies can cause dramatic visible effects, such as loss of hair, skin sores, birth defects, and even death. But mild deficiency may cause, for example, slow growth, poor eyesight, weak immunity, and decreased resistance to cancer and heart disease.
Wow, scary stuff. Sounds like vitamins and minerals are pretty important then. I hope that answers your question, Sarah. Next time, we'll be off to the land of Nod, searching for an answer to this question from Alberto.
If you fall asleep and start dreaming, but you dream you're awake, do you still get a good night's sleep?
Well, if you would like to speculate on that one, having slept on it first, of course, then you can email chris@thenakedscientist.com. You can also find us on Facebook, or you can tweet at Naked Scientist. You can, of course, also join in the debate on our forum. That's at nakedscientist.com/forum. That is it for this week. Thank you very much to Georgia Mills for production, with help from Khalil Thurloway and Danielle Blackwell. Join us next time when we're going to be having a duvet day. We'll be exploring the wonderful world of sleep. The Naked Scientist comes to you from Cambridge University. It's supported by the Wellcome Trust, the EPSRC and the STFC. My name is Chris Smith, and thank you very much for listening. Until next time, goodbye.